The most successful Irish girl band of all time was Bewitched, and Adele and Kevi Lynch were the singing and dancing lyricists for the group, which had huge hits like C'est la vie here in America. Now, today, the Twin Sisters are on to even bigger things. They now have grown up. They're known as Barbarellas, which you're going to like even better than Bewitched, I think. And joining us right now via Skype to talk about this and more is Adele Lynch. How are you?
Hey, how are you? It's funny when you say we've grown up, like it's like I kind of hope we have within 10 years.
Yeah, that's the hope. Well, a lot of people haven't that I know, so. Where are you at right now? Are you in Ireland right now?
I'm in Ireland, so I'm sitting in Dublin. It's a lovely old day, actually, today.
I have never been there before. I need to go there. Do people over there make fun of America for how we do St. Patrick's Day, or do we do it okay over here?
Oh, my gosh. I have been in New York for St. Patrick's Day, and I got to tell you, you celebrate St. Patrick's Day much better than we celebrate it here.
Really?
Yeah, you do. You make it much bigger, much bigger. I mean, we celebrate it here, and everyone loves it, and people come from all over the world, and I suppose it makes sense because you're in Ireland, so it makes it feel more real, but New York have an unbelievable Paddy's Day parade, and you know, they dye your river green and stuff a lot, don't you?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. We do it big, but I figured it'd be bigger over there. But
I don't think we've ever dyed our river green. Not that I remember. I'm disgusted with that. I'm going to make a petition for next year to dye it green, dye the Liffey green.
Have you seen the movie Leap Year before, by the way?
No, why? Is good?
It's all in Ireland. So I just kind of imagine this beautiful countryside and, you know, people falling in love.
Well, yeah, people falling in love and out of love and a bit of recession in the middle of it all. But it's actually quite funny when you say beautiful green side. I've had an awful lot of people speak to me and say, okay, so like, what's in between your house and then your cousin's house in Belfast? And I'm like, are there lots of fields? And I'm like, no, there's lots of houses. So, you know, there's lots of green, but people do live here.
So I got to know, who's the older twin, you or Kevi? Who was born first?
Kevi was born first. I kicked her out. I did. Get out there and tell me what the world is like, I said.
So,
and I, bless her, I'm still doing it to her today.
Yeah, I know, right? And then, like, we're talking like 10 minutes older, probably, something like that, 5 minutes?
20 minutes.
Very cool, very cool. So let's talk about Barbarellas. We're all excited about this. I want to make sure everyone over here in America gets really introduced to you guys. The album is Night Mode. I've listened to pretty much every song. I've got several favorites, but before we talk about the individual songs, kind of tell us how Barbarellas sounds compared to Bewitched, how you guys have kind of changed or reformed since then. Kind of explain it to us.
Well, I mean, Bewitched was, well, it was bubblegum pop in its day, and we were very young at the time. We began when we were 17, so lyrically even everything is quite innocent and, you know, quite storytelling almost, I guess. And with Barbarellas, like we said, it's 10 years on and we have grown up and we've lived a whole life in between Bewitched and Barbarellas, and lyrically it's much more grown up on the Barbarellas album, and you can actually hear it that we've lived a life in between, and most of the songs are written on either personal experience with ourselves or maybe even our friends who have lived through it as well. And then sound wise, you know, it's a kind of, it's slightly electro, it's really just current pop, I suppose. If we were to tie it in with what we did back in the Bewitched days, A, it wouldn't have worked because, you know, we have matured, and B, I don't think the sound would really sell quite the same as it does nowadays. It's a lot more complicated now to make music than it was back then.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, in Body Rock and Night Mode are a couple of the big songs off of it, and both of them have really cool videos too. The videos are just a little bit different than the C'est La Vie video, right?
Yeah, just a little bit. We weren't quite allowed to wear leotards back in the C'est La Vie days, you know, and now this time we were like, hang on a second, we're going to get our legs out here, you know, why not?
Yeah, but you guys had tree houses back then. That was hot too, you know?
That was all fun, yes, and we showed them theirs and they showed them ours, and it was all quite innocently written, and 10 years later, I kind of know what it maybe meant, you know?
Now, I've got to say my favorite Barbarella songs, there's two of them I like the most, Turn Me On, and then I also like the beat and Curveball quite a bit. Plus, was that an intentional baseball reference in that? Because I'm a big baseball fan. And do they play baseball in Ireland?
No, there's not an awful lot of baseball over here. I'm a big baseball fan. I think it's amazing. And I wish they would play more of it over here than they do. But it wasn't necessarily an intentional baseball. It's just, you know, the curveball just basically means that something hits you from a left or a right in life that you don't necessarily expect. And then Turn Me On is a good one, actually. Did it turn you on?
Maybe. Let's get me a couple drinks and let's talk.
good, I'll talk. Fly me over to Kansas and we'll talk anytime.
there you go. No, but and the beats are great on those songs too. Like I just like the whole thing is just, it comes together. I really like it, so I'm gonna make sure we pimp it over here and get people to start checking it out more, you know.
Where did you find it? On Facebook? We are on Facebook.
No, actually it's on your YouTube channel.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Barbarella's Net.
Yeah.
Did you just came across it one day, or were you Googling for us, or what happened?
I was just checking you guys out, you know, seeing what's up, because I've always been a big fan, so.
Good stuff. And the videos are pretty interesting, aren't they?
Yeah, I like the video. Turn Me On is, which one's the one where it's kind of like grayish, more a lot of gray?
Night Mode.
That's
yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Dark and a little bit, maybe dirty slightly at times.
I don't know. Maybe that's why it stuck out.
Yeah, maybe that's why I like it. I don't know.
another big thing for Barbarella's then, which says a lot to me, is that, you know, the ex-chairman of Sony, Paul Berger, is also behind you guys, which is huge. How did Paul become involved? How did you meet him?
Paul, I mean, obviously we know Paul from back in the day because he was chairman of Sony, when we actually were signed to them years ago. And I've always held Paul in a very high respect and love what he's capable of, and I love how he does his job. So when we took Barbarella's to a certain point ourselves, and we got in touch with Paul and asked him to come see us. And in fairness, I actually think when he heard from us at first, he was like, okay, you know, just nearly taking us along for the ride just out of respect. I don't think he actually thought we were going to do anything together necessarily, because he thought it was all in the past. And we did a showcase for him, and he was just really taken aback by it, and he loved it automatically and really loved the music. So we just started working together from there on in, and he introduced us to our producer then after, called Yo Ad Niveau, who is amazing. I just think he's fantastic. He's done some stuff with lots of other people, Sophie Ellis-Bextor, Sugar Babes, even Jem. I think you're aware of Jem over there.
Yeah.
I think she had a couple of hits in the United States. Yeah, he's worked with her as well. So we were delighted to get him on board, and we really came together as a team, and he was fantastic. And even writing-wise, he seemed to take us on a little extra level for ourselves as well. So
man,
it was good. Exciting.
I forgot about her, Janet. That's a great name from the past.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I mean, she's still around, actually. I still hear a lot of stuff over this side from her.
Huh.
Yeah.
So then your Barbarella's debut then, from how I understand it, the Miss Ireland ceremony in 2010. How exciting was that day? Pretty cool, I'm sure.
You know what? It really was exciting. And we were so nervous because it had been a while. I mean, we took a back step and we started writing for people and took a real back step in the music industry. So this was our first public thing in a long, long time that wasn't referenced to what our past was, I guess, what we were doing. So it was exciting, and we were so nervous, and kind of figured that because all the music was new, that people were going to sit in their seats and reserve their opinion, I guess, which is what they normally do. But we were very surprised that they were extremely receptive, and they were all up out of their seats, and they were, you know, clapping really hard, and they were dancing along to the songs, which is an amazing reception, especially in Ireland, because it's such a hard audience to please. I think we surprised them a little with our look in comparison to what it used to be. You know, but you have to, you know, you got to do that. And this is what I love about America in particular. You guys are really good at allowing people to move on and grow up and do different things. That can be a little bit harder over this side of the world, to recreate yourself as something. They get stuck. They put you in a little box and kind of stick you in it and lock it up for years. And I love that about the United States. You seem to let people recreate themselves and be who they need and want to be as the years move on, which is brilliant.
Yeah. And how can people, speaking of that, we'll come back to this later and talk about this again later too, but let's mention it the first time. How can we stay in touch with you over here in the States? Kind of tell us your Twitter, Facebook, website, all that stuff.
Yeah, we have Facebook. If you search Pages for Barbarella's, you'll find us on there. And then we have a website, barbarellas.net. Our Twitter is barbarellas.net. I think there's a MySpace there somewhere, MySpace if you search there, but... we don't spend an awful lot of time now communicating with people on MySpace, so you're better off catching up with us on Twitter or Facebook. We have some little updates going on there and some photos and stupid things that we say sometimes that have to be said. Like, I just saw a fish in the middle of the street. What's he doing there? And take a picture.
Well, there were some good Halloween pictures on your Facebook page. I saw like some pumpkins and stuff, right?
Oh, yeah, there are actually, yeah. You got to keep them amused, especially when Halloween and Easter and Santa and Christmas comes along. I do remember, actually, not this Christmas, but last Christmas, somebody built a snowman, and it really didn't look like snowman. So I took a picture and pasted on there. It looked like this big giant, I don't know if I'm supposed to say this on radio, but this big giant penis that's leaning over. It was actually quite amusing. So you got to paste things, and you got to post things so like that sometimes.
So one thing a lot of people in America also don't know, I'm assuming this is well known over there, but that your brother Shane was also a member of Boyzone. How's he doing? How's everything with that?
Yeah, he's good. They had a tour last year, which we actually went on with them, which was great. We've never been on tour with our brother before, so that was fun. I mean, there's only a couple of years between us, so it was lovely to hang out with them and the boys and just have a laugh and have a few drinks and party on a bit. He's doing well. He's actually doing a lot of drifting right now, which is a car. I don't know. Do you have drifting over there? It's a car racing.
No. Form of car. What's that?
It's a very cool form of car racing where they drift. They drift all over the track. I can't really explain it. If you YouTube it, you might actually understand it. But he's amazing at it. And you know, he won the Gumball Rally actually last year as well, which I think you guys are introducing into America this year.
Huh.
There's a thing called a Gumball Rally, basically, and it's a little bit like you drive across Europe and stop for drinks along the way, etc. And he actually won it. So he's a great car driver. And he's got a vodka called Virtu as well that's just been released. It's a vodka infused with caffeine.
Oh, that's badass right there.
I know. It's very high end. And it's lovely. It tastes great. So he's doing really well with that right now. I'm sure you'll see that in the States at some point too soon.
Plus, he was awesome on the Notting Hill soundtrack back in the day, no matter what.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, he wasn't singing on it, but, well, I suppose he was doing a few oohs and ahs, but yeah, the boys were good. It's a good track.
That was one of me and my ex's songs, so.
And I don't know if you know, actually, but Stephen Gately he's died since, actually, 3 years ago.
I did. Oh, that's right. I did hear something about that.
Yeah, which is devastating, but rest in peace.
Yeah, that's awful. So, all right, well, so let's go way back, Kim. Let's talk more about you then. So you're born in Dublin, and yeah. Then how I understand it, correct me if I'm wrong, but from like age 10 and on, you were pretty much determined to sing and write and dance. So then getting to Bewitched, I kind of want to talk about how it was formed. From how I understand things, you and Keevy were like teaching classes at the dance academy and kind of had your own little group going, and then you kind of just recruited a couple girls to join you and form Bewitched. Is that how it happened?
Are you asking me a question or are you just going to answer it for me?
is that yeah, right?
That summed up my whole life in about 60 seconds, which is quite sad. But yeah, we did. Myself and Keevy taught dance classes, two separate classes actually. And we taught in it. It was in a place called Diggs Lane in Dublin, which is a big dance place 10 years ago. Well, I suppose it was more than 10 years ago now. It's since been knocked down, which is a shame. But I, in particular, always wanted to be a singer. And I always wanted to make sure that Keevy did it with me. And then we met the other two girls in that dance studio and suggested it to them that we put a group together. And naively, we all went, yeah, okay, let's do it. And we used to go into the studio and rehearse singing. And we used to rehearse some whatever songs were going at the time. And then we began writing together and, you know, rehearsing some harmonies and some dance steps, etc. And people used to come into us and say, what are you rehearsing for? And we were like, our dreams. It was a very naive start to the whole thing. And one day a TV camera came in to the studios, just literally to run by the studios in Diggs Lane. And they came into our rehearsal room and really liked us and invited us to perform on their TV show, which was in Ireland. And that was it really for us. We started up a relationship with that TV show and they asked us to perform a few times. And eventually somebody actually seen the show and asked us to come meet them. She was an English manager and she signed us. And then we signed to Sony, and that was it. From there, it was all a big whirlwind madness.
Why the name Bewitched, and why the little asterisk in there?
Yeah, I know. Asterisk is a little bit more interesting than an E, I suppose.
Right.
Honestly, I think it was literally that Bewitched. Our producer actually gave us the name, and he saw us one day, and he just found us very kind of magical. Just, I suppose, the relationship we had with each other and how he felt and how we made him feel. And Bewitched, the program, was on the TV at the time, that magic program. So he went, Bewitched, yeah, you just make me feel like that. So it was like, okay, fine. We had a few different names before that, actually.
Huh. And you guys were the first ever Irish group in the UK then to have your first four singles all hit number one. Does that mean more to you now or back then?
Do you know what? We were actually the first group in general that actually did it. Boys, girls, England, Ireland, America. Nobody had done it before, so we were actually the first people to have four number ones in a row like that. So, yeah, it was quite cool. And I suppose, you know, we actually our first song debuted at number one, which was a massive thing back then. It never really happened, so it was very strange. And then our second one, and then our third, and then our fourth. So we were almost nearly blasé about it by the fourth time because the public expected it of us. We expected it of us too. So I think it's only now when I look back, I appreciate more what it was. I think at the time, because it was expected of us, it was nearly a panic. Oh my gosh, well, what if this one doesn't go number one? How are they going to perceive us, you know? So I think I appreciate it more now. I'm like, oh my gosh, I had four number ones in the UK. That's crazy. And we had number ones, well, all over the world. I couldn't even tell you the list at the moment. And I know we were definitely number one on the Billboard sales for a few weeks with C'est La Vie, which is amazing as well.
Yeah, and then you got to do some awesome touring back in the day too. You opened with Britney, right, for NSYNC back in the day?
Yes, we did. Yeah, we actually opened for NSYNC a couple of times. I think we did their Shed tour first, and then we did their arena tour, which is amazing. Yeah, we had an unbelievable time. When I think back on it, we were so lucky to actually get the gig. Britney was literally only starting at that point. I think her album hit number one in the middle of the tour, which is amazing for her. The boys, the NSYNC lads, are fab anyway. We had such a great time with them. They're good fun. And then we did the Nickelodeon tour. We headlined the Nickelodeon tour then in 2000 with 98.
Yes, love 98 Degrees. Any favorite Nick Lachey memories?
Any favorite Nick Lachey? Funny enough, Nick and Jess hooked up on that tour. She was on the tour as well. The first tour we did with 98, it wasn't the Nickelodeon tour. We had actually supported them at some point as well. And Jess was supporting them too, and Nick and Jess hooked up at that point. So, and he's such a lovely guy, actually. It was a shame to see them break up, but now obviously he's with, is it Vanessa, is it? Is that her name? Mm-hmm. And to be honest, they seem more suited to each other, and they've just had a baby, and I'm delighted for him, so that's nice. He's a good man.
And this is kind of a cool story. You guys had your own singing dolls back in the day, right?
Yeah, they really didn't look very like us, but yeah. It's a bit like when you watch the Alvin and the Chipmunk movie and the guy Dave says, like, what is this? And your man goes, it's Alvin. And he goes, that looks nothing like Alvin. It was exactly like that with the dolls, but people bought them anyway. So they could have been anybody.
But you have three kids now, so do they play with the dolls ever?
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I don't even have one. Isn't that terrible?
What? We're going to have to get you on eBay, man. Get you one off of there.
Yeah, I'll have to go on eBay and see if there's any going. They might be selling for 99 cents or something. Which is an awful lot cheaper than I would have had to buy it 10 years ago.
One thing that I also think is important to mention, that you guys, back in the day even, when you were, you know, that younger, you co-wrote, you know, a large number of your Bewitched tracks, which is kind of a rare thing. Was that something you always kind of took pride in, was writing your own stuff?
Yeah, it was something we were always, I started writing when I was about 7, I think. I can even remember my first song. It was called Get Down to the Town Tonight. It was like, get down to the town tonight, oh baby. So, yeah, it was very important to me that I actually wrote when we got in the band. And I suppose we were one of the lucky pop acts at the time that our producer, Ray Hedges, allowed us to do it. An awful lot of pop music at that stage was, you know, they were being given their music and they weren't being given a chance to show that they could write or not. And for some reason, Ray, I suppose he understood how important it was for our personalities to shine through to make Bewitched work. And, yeah, it was amazing. I think we wrote most of our tracks. I think it's probably only two of them that we didn't. So it was great. Yeah, and we still, in the middle of Barbarella's and Bewitched, I actually wrote some stuff for other people like Sugar Babes and Girls Aloud, who I don't know if you're aware of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard of that. Sugar Bees.
I wrote some stuff for them in between, and then started writing the Barbarella's album then with Kiwi.
How did you guys come up with C'est La Vie back in the day? Do you remember anything about the day that, you know, track came to life?
I do. I actually do. It originated on holidays in Portugal. I had just a very simple dictaphone and I was sitting on the beach and just came up with this melody in my head. The lyrics weren't quite the same. They were in the same kind of vein of how C'est La Vie ended up with the, you know, we worked on the lyrics a lot more afterwards, but that actually is where it originated, on a beautiful beach in Portugal in Elvor in the summertime, down a horrible little dictaphone that sounded horrendous.
What about the video? What do you remember about the video and where was it filmed at?
Well, I can't take credit for the script of that video now, I must admit. But that was filmed in a big, big studio, a big, massive warehouse. It was actually kind of boring, I suppose, because we had to do the routine over and over again for about a million times. And the flowers were actually on wires. So every time we did the dance routine, we knocked all the flowers over and then we had to go and pick them all back up in between each take. So it was actually kind of annoying. And then I do remember seeing the video back. And I think I wasn't impressed at first because I was like, oh, my goodness, I don't even look attractive. I'm disgusted. I wasn't impressed. I was just like, seriously, I think I would have preferred to look a little bit more attractive than that on my first video. But you're, hey, it works.
That's great. What was that TV show you guys were on? I saw it on YouTube where you taught the people how to do the little jig dance, you and Kiwi, with Barb recently. You know what I'm talking about?
My goodness, I have no idea.
It was something like Tonight Show.
We probably did that a couple of times. Oh. It's a bit of a shame that they ask us as Barbarellas to teach a jig when we don't actually do it.
I know.
It would have been more fitting to maybe ask us to teach them a pole routine or something, you know?
Yeah, I saw your Kiwi was all about it, but your face was kind of like, oh, do we have to? All right, fine.
Oh, yeah, I can be a bit like that sometimes, actually, you know. You know, they go, oh, just roll with it. And I'm like, yeah, sure, sure. And you can see the pain in my face, not really capable of rolling with it, you know.
Right. So after that, then we rolled into 2000. Your second record was Awake and Breathe, had huge success, and then it was released a year later. But then you put out an EP called Across America 2000 that did really well over here. I remember that thing, and it was... It all seemed kind of weird to me that it seemed like the record label just kind of gave up, which kind of all is, you know, whatever. Anyways, but anyway, so then you play with.
Do you know what?
What's that?
It's really tough when you look at a situation like that. That's exactly what happened. They literally did just give up. Sony changed hands over here, over in the UK, and the guy who had taken us on then, we just weren't his baby, and he wasn't interested in putting enough effort in. So they literally did just give up, and it was funny. And it's odd, I suppose, when you're signed to the UK firstly and not America first, even if you're doing well in America, it's not enough for them to keep on going if you're not, if the main part of the record company is not with you. So it all just kind of fell by the wayside, which was a shame. Yeah. I mean, we had our third album written, actually, which was, and it was actually very good, and we were just on our way to South Africa to do the video for the first single off the third album, and then it all just kind of went a bit pear-shaped.
Didn't you have a Christmas song or something too planned?
Lord knows, possibly, yeah, probably at the time. I don't know what it was, but.
Well, how much of that is so? Is there any chance ever someday that third album, some of the track? I know one of them got leaked, but could some of them ever come out someday? Any chance at all?
Do you know which one got leaked?
I don't know. I forget. I read something about it. I'll have to look.
Mm. Yeah. Oh. Anyway, don't play us. Play Barbarella's instead. But
yeah, no, of course. But
who knows? I would never say never. We've moved on, and Barbarella's is what we're doing now, and that's what we're going to focus on. So hopefully that's where we'll be at, you know?
Yeah. So General Hospital, what was it like being on that? And do you have a copy of that episode?
We were on General Hospital.
That's what Wikipedia said that. Is that not true?
Well, where is that? No. Is that is that an acting program?
Yeah. It's like one of the like soap operas. One of like the you know.
Where is it, in America or UK?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah. Is that not?
Oh gosh, I don't know.
Wikipedia said you were on like July of 2001 or something like that. You were on an episode of it.
Oh gosh, like were we singing or were we playing dead on a trolley? I don't know.
I don't know, but I'm gonna find out answers now because I want to know.
Oh, that's terrible. Maybe we were actually. Honestly, we were so busy at some point, we could have been doing anything. You know, it could have been anything, and I wouldn't tell you. That's terrible if I don't know that I was on General Hospital. I'm gonna Google that when you get off the phone.
Hilarious.
Well, maybe I played dead on a trolley and I don't remember.
Well, I got to ask a question too about Black and LFO. Obviously, we you know we lost Rich Cronin way too early. What did you get to know Rich at all?
Sorry, say I actually lost you there. The service dipped. What did you say? What
was Well, you obviously played with Black and LFO on a tour one time too. You know, obviously we lost Rich of LFO to cancer.
What? I don't know this.
You didn't hear about this?
No. Man. He's dead?
Yeah, he had was it?
Oh my gosh.
What's the name of that? What's the form of that cancer? Is it Hodgkin's? Is that a form of cancer?
Yeah, that is horrendous.
I think he had Hodgkin's. It was like a year and a half ago.
He died a year and a half ago?
Yeah, it's sad.
Oh my God, that is so sad. Bless him. He was such a lovely guy.
Yeah, I was gonna
ask. In fact, the lads, the LFO lads, are such beautiful guys. They were all great. They were also down to earth.
Yeah, yeah.
Janie Mack, that's really awful to hear. They weren't big over here, LFO, actually, so it obviously wasn't reported.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, they weren't, actually, no. Oh my God, I mean, God, that's so sad. Bless him, rest in peace.
That is sad. Well, so then kind of after talking kind of post-Bewitched then, so Kiwi got into writing musicals right after that at that time, and then like you mentioned, you wrote some big hits for some other artists. Talk more about your writing then. Talk about more about some of the artists you've written for.
Yeah, well, Sugar Babes and Girls Aloud were a couple of the bands that I've written for, and then I wrote for another girl who did, you know, a lot of dance music over here. I don't think you've heard most of the stuff I've done over your side of the world. Really, I was in a studio, and it was called Xenomania, so I worked with them for a while, and I was writing my own album. That's why I actually was there in the first place, and then I just kind of fell into writing for other people, which I enjoy. I enjoy writing. I don't really care who it's for, because it's I love expressing myself through writing, and it's real therapy as well throughout your life and whatever you're doing. You know, it's a lovely way of expressing yourself and explaining yourself, I suppose. And then I wrote my own album, and it was received really well. Everybody loved it, but it was so far from Bewitched that they were kind of afraid to touch it at the time, because I guess I hadn't removed myself from Bewitched long enough. So, and Kiwi, she found the same. This is the first time that we actually split up in our lives. We had our first job together, and then we sang together, and when Bewitched actually split up. It was really quite odd. We didn't know how to exist without each other. So we kind of ran separate ways for a few years purposely just to get to know ourselves by ourselves. But then we kind of found that we were struggling to be perceived outside of Bewitched. So we thought the best thing to do would be to come back together so people understood it a little bit more, maybe with two of us, with the twins. And we found our way back to each other. And then I guess it's been so much more enjoyable actually being back together because it rolls so easily writing with each other because I think we're just meant to be together from a writing point of view and a performance point of view, and it's so lovely to be with each other, you know?
Yeah. What are Sinead and Lindsay up to these days?
Sinead is married with two children and runs a dance school in Greystones in Ireland called Star Academy, and Lindsay she's just recently finished an acting college that went on for 3 or 4 years. So she's hoping to get into acting. She's very good, actually. So it's funny, actually. Do you watch Homeland?
Are you there? Say it again. I couldn't hear you there.
Do you watch Homeland?
No.
Oh, she really should. Why are you not watching Homeland? My goodness, you're from America.
I'm too busy watching baseball.
You really should. It's amazing. Well, actually, that's if you're into all these crime series, etc. It's really amazing. Amazing drama series. But the wife, anyway, in Homeland is the image of Lindsay. She's very like her. So I was like, damn you, she's just going into acting. You really don't need to look like her right now.
I never
so she'll have to, Lindsay will have to go and get a nose job or something to look unlike her.
A nose job.
Yeah, to stand out.
Not too many girls are lining up to get those.
Yeah, right.
So before we get back to Barbarella's, one last question then on Bewitched. So on a scale of 0% to 100%, what's the chance we'll ever see all four of you together on like a tour of some sort or new music? Is it about 0%?
You know what? I wouldn't say zero, especially with all the reunions that are going on over here. It isn't what's on my priority list right now because Barbarella's is a priority to us. And, you know, Barbarella's is so far removed from Bewitched. Tying the two of them together just wouldn't make sense. But I would never say never. You just don't know. I don't think I could even give you a percentage. But I will tell you that I think if it was going to happen, it would probably be financially driven. So somebody would have to show me some nice figures first.
Yeah. Okay, so Barbarella's then. Tell us where you're at with that, and then how many like unreleased tracks do you have in the vault that you're, you know, for the future?
How many unreleased? Well, I mean, we're working on the album Night Mode at the moment, and we always have songs. We're always on the go writing songs and in the studio, so there's any number of songs. We've not pinpointed anything specific for the second album. But we've already got, you know, 20 or 30 written. We're constantly writing on the road, whether it's, you know, a verse and a chorus quickly or you finish the whole song. So we always wait until we need to put the whole album together to actually make a decision on it. It's always something going on.
And so I think I've heard, what, are there 7 tracks on YouTube right now? Is that about right? I think I've heard 7.
Can you actually hear that screeching in the background?
I was going to say, is there like a murder?
Yeah, that's my 1.5-year-old son outside the door screaming. Don't ask me what he's screaming about, probably to get into me. He's still screaming. Anyone going to take him away? No? Anyone going to amuse him any further?
We could bring him on the interview.
Yeah, no, he'll probably just scream. He sounds like he's in a pretty bad mood at the other side of the door. But will I carry on, or is that too much screaming for you?
Oh, that's fine. Do you need to take a break for a second, or are you okay?
No, he'll get over it. He'll be fine.
Okay.
We'll make him stronger. But I don't know how many are on YouTube, actually. Possibly 7, I don't know, or maybe they're all there somewhere if you keep looking. The album is called Night Mode, and obviously Night Mode and Body Rock are definitely up there because there are two videos. Halo is definitely up, or it's not called Halo anymore. What's it called? My goodness, we changed a couple of the titles actually along the way, and I keep calling them the old titles. That's terrible.
Well, Curveball and Turn Me On are on there. I know that.
Yeah. There's a song actually. What? Oh, my goodness. What's it called there? That's terrible. I've taken a complete blank. I have a new baby actually who's 6 months old, so my brain is completely fried at the moment.
Oh, you've got 4 kids now.
I have 3. I have 3 children. My eldest daughter is 4, and then I have a 1. Well, he's kind of almost 2. He'll be 2 now in another month, and then I have a 6-month-old.
Wow.
As well, yeah.
How do you have time for anything?
I know, right? That's it. That's my new thing. That's my new word. We just came back from the States. We were on holidays with my sister in Maine, in New England. And they all go right for everything right. So that's right. My new word. I've come home with that word. Everything I say is like right.
I know, right?
I know, right? I mean, even my son is saying it as well. He's only 1.5 and he's going, right? I'm like, oh, goodness, what have I done?
All right, well, tell us one more time. Let's pimp the Barbarellas again. Tell us how we can stay in touch with you guys and just tell us about the group one more time here.
So Barbarellas consists of myself and Kiwi. It's fun. It is fun. It's a lot more grown up. I guess it's probably a lot more sexy than we were in Bewitched. I don't suppose we were allowed to even understand what sex meant in Bewitched. The music is good. It's good listening to. Lyrically, it takes you through a lifetime if you listen to it from the beginning to the end. There's a lot of different tracks on there. There's some dance tracks to enjoy. There's some very serious, I suppose, ballads lyrically written. And then some mid tracks that will just be easy listening to. Well, you can find us on Facebook, Barbarellas. We are, just search Pages and add us on there and we'll have a chat with you. Twitter, you can find us on Twitter. It's BarbarellasNet.
Perfect, perfect. Well, thanks so much for all your time. We look forward to following the future. Here's a toast to the future for Barbarellas, and hopefully we'll get you over here in the States one of these days.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. I mean, there you go. You make that your life's work, Davo.
I will. I'm determined to get you a copy of your doll from back in the day, and we got to find out if you're on General Hospital or not.
Good stuff. You let me know. You have my Skype name now.
Okay. I'll let you know. We'll figure it
Thanks
out.
Thanks a million, Davo. Great chatting to you.
You too. Take care. Have a good day.
Take care. See you, dude.
Bye.
Bye.